This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time to speak to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
I got a text message from Keita the other day saying, "That's not a good picture of me. I don't like what you're putting on the podcasts." So I went and stole a picture from her Instagram. Did that worry you?
Well, Bill, you said I took one of your beach photos, and I don't post scandalous stuff at all, so I was thinking, what could this be? And it's just a headshot, so I was like, oh, phew.
Yeah, you can see the beach behind her, and her hair's wet. You scandalous girl, you. But I don't want to take up too much time talking about your picture. Let's hear from this from this gentleman you've got, and I'm going to let you pronounce his name because I, as adventurous as I am with some foreign names, I draw the line.
Yeah, so today we've got two Bills on the show. So, Bill, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself so I don't butcher your name.
Thanks, Keita. My name is Bill Urquhart, and thank you for having me on the show.
So you do see? I thought that looked like it would be when I was a young man. One of my heroes was a kickboxer named Vinny Urquidez, and so that's at least I was right about that. Anyway, but that's enough of my musings. Keita, you and your man Bill, you guys take it away.
Right, Bill. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody who you are, what you do, that sort of thing. Just more in. A better introduction.
All right. Sounds good. So I am a retired Special Operations Combat Medic. I'm also a competitive shooter. Been doing that for about 5-6 years now, especially after my Army career started coming to a close due to injury. And while I was active duty, part of my job was to actually to train non-medical people in special operations, that included emergency trauma care, heat injury management, nutrition. I even did some hypoxic training for guys going to Halo school. And basically once I got out, I said, hey, I can keep doing this. And so I used my certifications that I have as a practitioner from being a SOCOM, and that's Special Operations Combat Medic for people who don't speak endless Army acronyms. And as a paramedic and all the background, I am an instructor for the American College of Surgeons, their Stop the Bleed program, and the American Red Cross. I teach classes for them as well. And because I'd also been working with fellow special operations guys and getting them ready for deployments and advanced shooting schools, as well as my numerous championships that I've been able to win in competitive shooting across several disciplines. I was able to take my background there and start teaching people on the range, both military, law enforcement, and civilian, for competitive use and for defensive.
You are a grandmaster, correct?
For Steel Challenge, yes, I am.
Okay, do you shoot USPSA as well?
I do. I actually started in three gun, though, however. It's kind of interesting because a bunch of guys in Third Special Forces group were saying, hey, you're a great shot. You should come with us to come shoot this local three-gun match we had in North Carolina. And, you know, I had to borrow some equipment, but somehow magically I ended up winning my first match, and I just kind of got hooked from there. I stayed in three-gun for a long time, and then I got introduced to Steel Challenge, and that just became my favorite thing of all time. And from there I got into USPSA, and both of those sports have become like my primary.
So where are you at in USPSA now?
So for USPSA, I currently hold an A rating in production and carry optics. Unfortunately, I have quite a few matches that for some reason don't count as classifiers. So that's I've been called a sandbagger more than once by a lot of people, but not much I can do about that.
All right. So tell me about your medical classes that you're doing. What is your company?
So my company is Tekadon Training, and it was pretty much based off of what I do, which is, you know, my life of coming from the military. I got hurt, and I try to teach people to both avoid injury and then to help other people when they are injured. The Stop the Bleed program is the class that I teach the most often. It is a very hands-on two-hour class. We go over use of tourniquets, bandaging, how to interact with an injured patient, general protocols for calling for an emergency evacuation and or moving the person. And this class has been a lot of fun to teach. It's essentially a toned-down version of the Tactical Combat Casualty Care class that I used to teach for U.S. Army SOCOM. The only things that are much different is I can't teach civilians to do things like IVs or put holes in people's chests to alleviate pressure from pneumothorax. But
you're not telling the whole story there, Bill. Because you had to learn, I mean, did you ever have to do that on the pitching deck of a Blackhawk?
No, I've never treated somebody in a helicopter. I have treated somebody inside of a Humvee, which is bouncing back and forth up and down.
Well, that's worse. That's worse. And you had to do a chest decompression needle?
I actually had to get an IV during a Humvee ride. That was a little interesting. And then the Humvee hit a tree. So,
Wow.
Yeah. Keita, most of the time with a guy like Bill, we would be referring to him as doctor. A special forces medic is quite that. I'm very, very interested in what he has to say.
Yeah, so where do you put on your classes?
So I actually travel all over the place. Obviously, being based in both California and North Carolina, that's where I do most of my trainings. But I work with people and groups such as the Boy Scouts of America, martial arts dojos, law enforcement agencies, and I've been traveling a little bit to teach classes. Currently, I have something scheduled with the U.S. Forest Department in New Mexico.
Coming up on the break, real quick, Bill, tell people how to find you and what you do.
So you can find me on www.tekadon2kstraining.com. And we're also on Instagram, and my personal Instagram has links to the website as well.
When we get back, Keita will tell you how to find her as well. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, her guest, Bill Urquhart. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Bill Urquhart. Urquhart. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to withdraw once again and just let you have at it. And this should be good, Keita. This is the trauma care. Combat trauma is a highly specialized animal, so this will be. I'll be sitting back. I'm listening.
So, what does it cost if someone wants to take your class?
So, my class for the Stop the Bleed class is going to be a flat fee per head of $50. And that includes all the hands-on training, a certificate from the American College of Surgeons, which covers anyone who takes the class under Good Samaritan law, so that if, God forbid, they had to use anything we work in the class, they have some sort of protection. It's, you know, it's not an official certification, but it does work under Good Samaritan law so that they can actually render care.
If they're not conscious and can't consent.
Exactly. And even if they are conscious and you talk to them and so on and so forth, the state of today and the way legality works, it's always good to have at least that little piece of paper that a lawyer can use. In a partnership with Rescue Essentials, a discounted Stop the Bleed kit with everything that we train on in the class can be purchased right then and there or shipped to a person later on, and as well as a special discount for any additional supplies that anyone would want from Rescue Essentials.
What's included in the kit?
The kit comes with the current generation of CAT tourniquets, which is the combat application tourniquet that was developed by North American Rescue and the Ranger Regiment, probably going on 10, 12 years ago at this point. And this current generation is definitely the best CAT tourniquet that's come out thus far. Also included in the kit is a elastic compression style ACE bandage that is to be used in conjunction with the S-folded gauze that's in a vacuum seal pack, so it doesn't take up very much space, but it's a lot of gauze. As well as what else comes in it is a pair of gloves, because obviously that's important, especially nowadays. But anytime you're dealing with bodily fluids, you want that. And a marker so that we can write on the
tourniquet.
The tourniquet, so we can get the actual time on it. Not to mention, if you had to fill anything else out, it's a lot easier to write with a Sharpie in the field than it is to write with a pen or a pencil, God forbid, if you're trying to do that when it's wet or something. But and it comes with a little card as well that has the information of everything that's in there, as well as like a basic backup for in case you just, you know, get frozen in the moment and you don't remember what you're supposed to do. There's instructions inside the kit. And also, our newer kits come with a small pair of trauma shears just in case.
Okay. So if someone wants to book a class with you somewhere, just anywhere in the country, what do they need to do?
Simply log on to the website and make a contact with me, and I will get with them about a location, especially for a group. The medical classes are taught mostly in groups. I can do a one-on-one course. It's a little bit more difficult given the fact that you generally need multiple people to practice on for this class. So generally, I like to have a minimum of 4 people per class. As well, and then per our guidelines, we won't take a group of larger than 10 at a time, and then we'll just let everybody work and get practice that way. And that way, everyone gets a sufficient amount of time and practice, doing all their hands-on skills, as well as inducing a little stress at the end to make sure everybody learned everything that they need to.
And what is your website again?
It is Tekadon Training. Tekadon is spelled Tango, Echo, Kilo, Kilo, Alpha, Delta, Alpha, November, and then training.com.
Okay. So if you didn't get all that, you can always email me as well, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you have any questions about Bill's classes, and I can help you get hooked up. Let's talk about tourniquets. So something most people don't realize, you know, the tourniquets are kind of standard to have on a shooting range in case someone accidentally shoots themselves. But what people don't realize once they put the tourniquet on is that that tourniquet does not come off. And if you're 3 hours from the nearest hospital, that tourniquet is not going to come off until they see the surgeon. So you need to make sure that they actually need a tourniquet, because if a tourniquet stays on for a long period of time, they can actually lose that limb or lose some function of that limb. So can you talk about that a little bit?
That is correct, and that is a major concern, obviously, of tourniquets, and that's really one of the reasons why, for a very long time, tourniquets were not used in combat even. Anyone who's ever seen the movie Black Hawk Down knows that there's a scene where a bunch of Rangers are treating a guy who's been shot in the leg, and he's bleeding out from a femoral artery, and they're wasting time trying to hold him down and get into his leg and find the artery to clamp it. Meanwhile, this guy's losing blood left, right, and center. And unfortunately, that's a true story, because at that time, the policy was that tourniquets were bad, that we should never, ever use tourniquets. And unfortunately, a lot of people, like that young man, had to lose their life before people started taking a good, hard look at, well, why did we think that tourniquets are bad? And then the revelation came that, oh, they're not bad. We just actually have to understand how to use them.
Yeah, hang on right there.
Okay.
Peter, give out your website again.
You can find me on 180 Firearms Training on Instagram and Facebook. If you would like a copy of my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to sign up for coverage from CCW Safe, if you can still carry and want some coverage for that, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's tritium night sights, from big dots to three dots. Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 15-year-old who police say opened fire at his Michigan high school Tuesday, killing four students and injuring eight others, has been identified as Ethan Crumbly, a sophomore at the school. An Oakland County prosecutor saying the teen is being charged with first-degree murder and terrorism in connection with the mass murders at the high school, which is about 40 miles north of Detroit. The Omicron coronavirus variant is in the United States. President Biden's chief medical advisor confirming the case of the variant in California and saying the patient is vaccinated and quarantined.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying the man has experienced mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Biden updates the nation on his administration's work to address issues plaguing the United States, including inflation and supply chain issues. The president says retail issues shouldn't be a problem this holiday season.
Because of the actions the administration has taken in partnership with business and labor, retailers and grocery stores, freight movers and railroads, and those shelves are going to be stocked.
A district attorney in the Philadelphia area wants to reinstate Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele is the one who put the disgraced comedian in prison 3 years ago. Cosby was released over the summer when a Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled the decision not to prosecute him in 2005 should have prevented him from being charged by the DA in 2015. Steele hoping to use the Constitution's Due Process Clause. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is weaponized woman, Rakita Bussey, and she is speaking with Bill Urquhart, who is a medic. And I'm not even doing him. He's a SOCOM medic, and that's a whole different animal altogether. Please, if you would, you guys were talking about tourniquets. Get back on that. That's a really interesting topic.
Yeah, so I've had to treat a few gunshot wounds, and one of them nicked a post-tibial artery, so there was a spurting of blood that was visible, so I put on the tourniquet. The problem was it was so far away from the nearest hospital that this person had the tourniquet on for hours before being seen and has lost function and has to wear an assistive device to this day. Another person that I put a tourniquet on initially, it was a bullet wound to the foot, and I didn't see any spurting, but put it on initially just in case, and then slowly started backing it off and checking for the fetal pulse and found that there really wasn't any need for the tourniquet, and I did remove it. But when the paramedics arrived, they were angry that I removed the tourniquet, not knowing that I was an RN. So
yes, that's kind of a scary thought with that. Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. The fact is, like, if a tourniquet is on too long, it can cause damage, and you can end up losing that limb. The magic number that we have in SOCOM is 6 hours. And that's been tested over many, many years, a lot of outside study, as well as the Special Operations Medical Association. And 6 hours is the number that we've come to where there is a return to full function, even with that time. The danger with teaching people who are not medical personnel about not putting a tourniquet on, especially when there's a lot of blood, is the fact is when you're talking about arterial bleeding, there is a strong possibility, depending on which artery is involved, that you have seconds before this person either blacks out or dies. So right. If that's kind of one of those things that we had to just kind of take as a, well, this is a trade-off that we have to get. If we're going to train non-medical special operations guys to aid us during these things, and we got to make sure that they know how to use a tourniquet, when to use a tourniquet. But if they're going to hesitate because they're not sure, well, we have to reassure them with the fact that someone can survive with a little bit of loss of function to their leg or to their arm, but they can't do anything if they're dead. And
right.
It's always better to keep somebody alive. Now, in most of the first world, 6 hours is an eternity to hold on to somebody. The average trip time to an ER in any major area is under 30 minutes. Now, obviously, if someone lives out in the more rural areas, it's going to be a little longer. I have had to put a person on an emergency life flight before, and they were flying from Yuma all the way out to Phoenix. Thankfully, that's only a one-hour flight. But the dangers then come into play of, obviously, communication. Do you have cell reception? So on and stuff of when you can evacuate a person. If you're truly in a remote area, this is something that we can discuss in the course, is the fact is you can manage something with a pressure bandage, which can be controlled. The biggest problem, though, is if you start saying, hey, I'm going to put a tourniquet on, and then, oh, it's been on for a couple hours, and I'm going to start taking it off, that's when you're going to start running into problems. That's why those paramedics get a little upset. That's why any emergency medical provider is going to be a little concerned, because what happens when you actually compress a limb with tourniquets is you're going to start building up toxins in that limb. And if you just simply just take the tourniquet off, even if you don't start bleeding again, all of those toxins from the cells that had lost oxygen for X amount of time are now going to come rushing into the rest of your system. And the chances of having a heart attack or a clot coming from one of those areas as well, so heart attack from the
right.
toxins or a stroke, those are massive risks. And that's why, as you said, once that tourniquet goes on, it does not come off unless you
right.
are under direct supervision of a higher medical personnel.
It's like a crush injury, basically.
Exactly.
Where the potassium and calcium are all released.
Exactly. And that's one of those things. So, yes, you have to take into account the time. How long are you going to have this person? And it's why it's writing that time on that tourniquet when it went on, that is so critical, because that six-hour timer starts going.
Yeah.
And as you said, yes, not every bleed needs to have a tourniquet. And there's a discretion thing that happens there when you're looking at it. And that is going to be dependent upon where the person was shot, if it hit anything, and so on and so forth. But you can't always take that with a grain of salt. I mean, you have to take that with a grain of salt because of the simple fact that the body is amazingly capable at trying to keep blood in itself. So if we're talking about, say, if I have a perfect example, which is blast injuries. Now, unfortunately, the Stop the Bleed program is the product of the Boston Marathon bombing. And obviously, a lot of people died during that terrorist attack because no one could stop the peripheral bleeding that happened from the explosion. Now, blast injuries especially start to cause an emergency shunting of blood. So you have people who have even had explosive dismemberment, and they won't be bleeding initially.
Right.
But then a short time later, when their body can no longer compensate, that faucet is just going to open up, and they're going to lose blood really quickly. So just because something isn't actively bleeding doesn't mean you have to. You can withhold that tourniquet. It just has to go on.
Right, and the reason I put the tourniquet on it initially is because I wasn't sure if there was no blood because of shunting or if it actually didn't hit an artery. But I've been trained to back off a tourniquet, where I wouldn't recommend that for someone who just happens to be there.
And that's one thing that is obviously well beyond the scope of practice of a everyday person. You being an RN have that knowledge and that awareness that you can take that calculated risk and see what's going to go on, and you can adapt based off of that scenario. I can give you a case from a...
Before you do that, Bill, last break. Commercial radio, dude. So...
All right.
Gita, how do they find you?
180 Firearms Training on Instagram and Facebook, or email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Anybody listening to this that wants to get involved with Bill and get in one of his classes, probably a decent way to do it would be to get in touch with Gita. She'll hook you up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecision.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey. Her guest is Bill Urquhart, and they've been discussing combat trauma. And one thing about taking a class, I'll say this, one thing about taking a class, for all of you concealed carriers out there, if you ever do have to draw your weapon and you get out there and you do the very best job you can and you win the gunfight and everybody's happy, there's a very good likelihood that somebody around you, if you don't get shot, they might get shot. And that's why this kind of thing is applicable in today's world, where you don't have to be in combat in a dire situation with a bunch of guys on the other end shooting at you, pinning you down while you're waiting on your Black Hawk. Just, you know, my two cents. Keita?
Yeah, so let's cover heat injury a little bit, especially if we're considering someone with comorbidities, not just, you know, being out in the heat as a healthy person, but what if you have diabetes or a heart condition and you're sensitive to sugar levels or sodium levels?
Oh, absolutely. Heat injuries are by and far, far more common than ever treating somebody with for a massive arterial hemorrhage. At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, we actually saw more heat injuries in 1 year than the entire rest of the U.S. military combined. And that's one of the reasons why I personally have a lot of experience treating heat injuries. I have a lot of experience with both the oversee of what different policies worked and different training methods, and finally what we decided to do was the ice sheets, and that became our standard for treating people. But the other part of it was the prevention. We had to figure out why this was happening. And, you know, we have special operations guys who are basically Olympic athletes in many regards, who are the ones going down in the heat. Now, obviously, that's exertion level. That's because these guys are pushing themselves to the highest degree possible, because that's just the way that our personalities are. But
right.
You know, Keita, you're absolutely right. People who have pre-existing conditions, they are significantly more susceptible to these things. And obviously what people always hear is, oh, we need to drink water. Well, that's part of the equation. That's also part of the problem. If you drink too much water and you flush your system out, you actually dilute it to the point where you don't have enough electrolytes, and more importantly, you don't have enough sugar. And once your brain runs out of sugar, it gets very angry, and it starts making the rest of your body turn things like fat and proteins into sugar, which is the basis of the keto diet, and there's nothing wrong with it for the rest of your body. But when you're in a starvation state because your body's burning through all the sugar it can and your brain needs that sugar, this is an exothermic process that starts heating you up more. So if you're talking about somewhere in the country that's 100 degrees and you're outside exercising, you haven't eaten anything, and now all of a sudden your glucose stores are gone, well, guess what? Your body's now is going to start cooking itself to make more sugar. And that just compounds.
Heat is a byproduct of, heat is a byproduct of metabolism.
Exactly. That's why we're warm. But so that's a very dangerous thing. But it's something that nobody's thought about, and it's something that's so easily prevented just by eating food. But we had guys who wouldn't eat breakfast, and I know a lot of competitive shooters who won't eat breakfast before a match, and then they go out mm-hmm. to Florida and shoot a 10-hour day at high competition levels, and they wonder why they're dragging by the end of the day, because their body is literally working so much harder than it has to just deal with the elements.
Right.
So
what advice would you give to someone who is diabetic and has a heart condition, let's mm-hmm. say atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, those sorts of things, previous heart attacks? So someone who's sensitive to particular electrolytes, how would you recommend they prepare for the day to go into the heat, and what kinds of electrolytes should they be taking in?
Well, for that person, for any actual specific nutrition, I would say this person needs to consult with their actual physician who has their lab work and knows their actual history. But as a broad, very broad term, You can't go wrong with water. Drip drop is pretty easily absorbable for everybody across the board. That's something that was developed a long time ago. It's been used by special operations for a very long time. And even just something as simple as fruit. Like an apple contains a massive load of sugar. It's easily absorbable. Those are great options as well. Now, if people start having food allergies and stuff like that, that's why I said that you have to consult with your doctor and come up with a plan or whatever nutritionist that you're with. But the general principle is the same. The fact is you have to have fluid coming in because you are sweating. You have to have some level of an electrolyte, salt, and a sugar to come in simply just to help your body to withstand the heat. Now, people who are healthier have obviously a lot more options. There are things that can help, an amino acid cocktail. The companies that I work with help develop this, something you can drink long term. Sip it throughout the day for a long exercise. In the military, we were doing long rucks with a heavy bag on our backs, and you're doing long movements. Being able to sip something like an amino acid cocktail just gradually over the course of the event was something that would feed the rest of your body, and it would spare the sugar for your brain. And that's one of those things that is a good option for that.
And if you know you're going to be out in the heat, you should really be hydrating days before that.
Oh, absolutely. We had a unfortunate event at the North Carolina Pure Gold Shotgun Championship several years ago, and we had over 12 people in the competition drop out due to heat-related illness. Just simply because it was so hot. It's July in North Carolina. You're running a shotgun, which is already a lot more stressful. And
very clearly, a lot of these people had not anticipated the weather patterns of North Carolina. And as a result, they started overheating. And so we had a lot of people who were throwing up, a lot of people who were starting to get delirious. And it just, it got really dangerous. And so as a result, like, we made sure that, hey, everybody, we're cutting off for the day. Go home, hydrate. You guys can shoot the rest of the match the next day.
In your class, do you also teach CPR, the Heimlich, things like that?
Yes, as part of the American Red Cross, I do teach those classes. Those are regulated classes by the American Red Cross, so I will teach to their standard and their time frame. Those classes are available all the time. And again, if a group of people wants to take a class, they are more than welcome to register with me, and I will get them certified under the American Red Cross, and that certification is good worldwide.
Before we run out of time, real quick, if you would, Bill, give your website, please.
My website is at www.tekadantraining.com. It's also available on Instagram with the same handle. And my personal Instagram is my name, Bill Masaru Urquhart. And all three of those will have links to the website. And any questions that anyone has, they can answer on the website and ask questions. I will very rapidly give them a response.
Keita, outstanding.
What?
Outstanding.
Thank you, Bill and Bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Keita. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate this.
Coming up next, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.